This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The institutional food company Aramark is expected to launch its investor roadshow next week as it sets up what could be a $1 billion initial stock offering. The company, which supplies everything from hot dogs and sports stadiums to cereal in college cafeterias, has borrowed a lot of money in the past, leading some analysts to wonder if it's really a $1 billion business. Anne Hepperman reports.
University of Florida finance professor Jay Ritter didn't know if he'd ever had an Aramark hot dog, but if he did, it was probably at the stadium where the Gators play football.
I'm sure I have, although I'm more focused on the game rather than who happens to own the concession stand.
Ritter is an IPO specialist. He says while Aramark's hot dogs may not be memorable, what's noteworthy is that it's one of only a few companies to go public multiple times.
There have been three other companies that have gone public, then gone private, gone public, gone private, and gone public again.
That's three times if you're counting. A reason Aramark is going public this time? Debt. Nearly $6 billion, which, according to supermarket guru Phil Lambert,
it's larger than probably it should be.
Debt's one problem. Another? More people are eating out less and skipping the concession stand.
People are not willing to spend that $10 for a hot dog anymore.
In New York, I'm Anne Hepperman for Marketplace.